The Gemara in Shabbos on the Chafal Hanadei quotes the famous Braisa, which outlines the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Braisa says, Mitzvah Chanukah Nerish Ubeisom, Vahamahadrin Ner Lecholecha Be'echot, Vahamahadrin Min HaMahadrin, Be'sham Ayomim Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona Mikan Ve'elech Pochis V'Holech, Ubeisil Omim Yom Rishon Madlik Achas Mikan Ve'elech Mosif V'Holech. There are three levels to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The basic mitzvah is Nerish Ubeisom, that means that each household only has to light one Ner. Mahadrin means if you want to be Mahadrin the mitzvah, you want to beautify the mitzvah a little bit. So then, Ner Lecholecha Ve'echad, you light Neros, Kenegad the Anshe Abayis, Kenegad the Bnei Abayis. And Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, you want to beautify the mitzvah even more. So then the Braisa says that there's a Machlokas B'Shamei Be'Silah, whether you should be Poches V'Holech or you should be Mosif V'Holech. But basically, everyone agrees that Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin means that you're lighting Kenegad Hayomim. Question is, are you lighting Kenegad the Yom that are coming up? The future days, we're counting down from eight to one. After the first day, there are only seven more. After the next day, there are only six. Or we're counting up. That's the machlokas b'shamay b'sil. What taka is the machlokas b'shamay b'sil? Why should I say that you're mosif v'holech or poches v'holech? So the Gemara has two different interpretations. Machlokas amaroyim. One says simply the machlokas is which is the greater pesumei nisa, lighting keneged yomim hanichnosim or lighting keneged yomim hayotzim, counting up or counting down. What's the greater pesumei nisa for the nesa of the par shemen? Some say that it's better to count up. That shows a greater pirsum. 1, 2, 3. It's growing. It's building. And the other one says no, counting down is the greater pirsum. And then the Gemara has a different interpretation that the Machlokas Beishamai Beisilel in terms of how to count Keneged Hayomim is either like this, that Beishamai says Keneged Porei HaChag, just like the Porei HaChag, the Porei that they brought to Beis HaMikdash on Sukkis were Mismatim V'Holchim. They brought, they started with what? With 14, and then they went down each day of Sukkis. So too on Chanukah, we go down with the Neros Chanukah. It's interesting, a lot of the Balei Machshava talk about what is the connection between Chanukah and Sukkot? Well, why are we comparing to Sukkot? See, not for now. But that's Beis Shammai Shita, that Keneged Porei HaChag, we apoches v'holech, and Beis Silla says, no, if I'm going to count Keneged the Yom, and I'm trying to figure out whether I should go up or go down, we have a principle, that Malin Bakodesh ve'ein Moridin. We go up in Kedusha, we don't go down. So Malin Bakodesh tells me that I should go down, I should count 1, 2, 3, etc. until 8. So these are the different reasons the Gemara gives for why Beis Shammai says that we go down and Beis Silla says that we go up. The question that some of the Rishonim start to address is, should we assume that Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin is only lighting Keneged Hayamim, or should we assume that it's actually building on the Mahadrin? Is it building and saying that really you should have a double hither? You should light not only Keneged the members of the household, but Keneged the days as well. The Rambam seems to understand Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin is a double hither. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. The Rambam, when he delineates exactly how the Ner Chanukah should be lit, writes as follows: Kama Neros hu madlik b'Chanukah, mitzvah se shiya kol bayis v'bayis madlik ner echad, ben shi wanshi abayis merubin, ben shloh yavo ela adam echad. The mitzvah, the basic mitzvah is Neresh u'beiso, that each household should light one Ner. It's a chiyav on the bayis, shiya kol bayis v'bayis madlik. I never heard of a house lighting Neres Chanukah, but it means it's a chovas habayis, that the people of the home have a chiyuv to light that ner. V'hamahadar is a mitzvah. Someone wants to be mahadar to beautify the mitzvah a little bit. Madlik ner is kiminyan anshe habayis. Ner lechol echa ve'echad. V'hamahadar yoser al zeh, says the Rambam, v'yoser mitzvah min amuvcher. Madlik ner lechol echa b'layla harishon. Amosu v'holik v'chol ela v'layla ner echad. Ketzad, the Rambam describes what's mahadrin min amahadrin. If the anshe habayis were 10, he says on the first night, you light 10 neros. The second night, you light 20, etc. Nimtza, that on the eighth night you're going to light 80 Neros, you light both Keneged the Yomim and Keneged the Anshe Abayis as well. That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam holds a Mahadrin and a Mahadrin means a double hider. You're lighting both Keneged the Anshe Abayis and Keneged the Yomim of Chanukah. But the Bali Tosis disagree. Tosis al Asar and Shabbos explain that Mahadrin and a Mahadrin doesn't mean that there's a double hider, but rather it's a different hider. Qualitatively, it's a greater hider, they claim. After all, if the concept of Ner Chanukah is to be mefarsim the nes of the Pach Shemen, it makes sense to light Keneged Yomim, because you're emphasizing the fact that the Pach Shemen lasted 1 day, 2 days, 3, 8 days, so lighting Keneged Yomim certainly is a greater pirsum for the nes of the Pach Shemen. But the Bali Tosfos say that Mahadran, Mina Mahadran, claims you should only lie Keneged Yom, not Keneged Bnei Bayis. Mahadran holds you lie Keneged Bnei Bayis, and Mahadran, Mina Mahadran, says you only lie Keneged Yom. Why? So Tosfos writes as follows, Nira Lari, the Beshavai Beisila, Lokaimi Ela Anerishu Beisa. Mahadran, Mina Mahadran, the Machlokas Beshavai Beisilel, is going on the Iker Mitzvah, not on Mahadran. It's not a Kefel Hider, a double Hider. But rather, Mahadran holds that you mahadah the mitzvah in one way, above and beyond Nerish Ubeisa, you mahadah the mitzvah to lie Keneged the Bnei Bayis, and Mahadran Mina Mahadran claims that you mahadah the mitzvah in a different way, above Nerish Ubeisa, that you lie Keneged Yomim. Why should you only lie Keneged Yomim? Says Tosa, Sheken Yesh Yoser Hider, it's a greater Hider to lie this way. Di'ika Hekera Keshemosif V'holech O Mechaser, etc. It's a greater hiddur in the mitzvah in showing the nes of the Pach Shemen. It says Tosfos, Aval im osa ner l'chol echad, afilu Yosef mikan ve'elech leka hekera. But if you're going to light a ner l'chol echad ve'echad in addition to keneged hayomim, it's not going to be a heker. The whole idea of Ner Chanukah is to be mefarsim the nes, pirsume nisa, publicizing the nes of the Pach Shemen. It says Tosfos, what kind of a heker is it going to be if you're going to light a double hiddur, both keneged the bnei bayis and keneged the yomim? Sheyizbru shakach yesh bnei adam bebayis. People who are walking in the street, you're being mefarsim the neis to the bnei rishus harabim, people outside. So people in the street are going to think that the number of people in their household is different. Let's say you light 12 candles, so people are not going to know. Is it that you have 4 people in the house and it's the third night of Hanukkah, or there are 3 individuals in the house and it's the fourth night of Hanukkah? Is it the fourth night of Hanukkah and there are 3 people in the house? Is it the third night of Hanukkah and there are 4 people in the house? Is it the first night of Hanukkah and there are 12 people in the house? Right? They're not going to know how many people are in the house, so you don't really have a heker. The whole purpose of the Pirsum Minis is that there should be a heker, it should be recognizable exactly what the Pirsum is. But if you're going to lie, claim Tosfos, both Keneged the Yom and Keneged the Bnei Bayis, it's not going to be a heker because people in the street don't know how many people are there in the home. Even if they know how many people live in this bais, they don't know if there are guests, if there are other people there for that night. So it's not nikar exactly how many candles you're lighting. It's not nikar what day of Hanukkah we're holding. It's not really nikar the persume nisa appropriately. That's what Tosfos writes. Tosfos says Mahadran and a Mahadran couldn't be a double hider. It has to be a single hider. Qualitatively, it's a greater level of hider. But it still must only be a single hider, lighting Keneged Yom as opposed to Bnei Bayis. A different kind of a hiddur, but it can't be a kefil, because if it would be a kefil hiddur, then it wouldn't be nika. Why was the Rambam not bothered with this problem? The Rambam didn't think that Pirsum Anisa has to have a heker associated with it. Why not? He felt Mahadran and Mahadran could be a double hiddur. How? But it's not going to be nika. What's the answer? What do you think? Herschel.
Maybe Beis Hillel, because of Polek Umosi. Maybe the whole concept is Ribui Neros is
but it still's not a heker. How can it be Pirsum Anisa if there's no heker?
Maybe held like the Rambam. As long as you have
the Rambam held like the Rambam. What does that mean? The what? The
Chaim.
Makom Miyucha? Well, that's a little too far. Wait, just one second. Yeah.
Maybe he held like the Amor
and
the Gemara, which says
Malim Bar Kodesh. Ah, so the Gra, the Biralacha quotes the Gra in Shulchan Aruch that maybe the Rambam held like the second interpretation. That's why I read the two. I mentioned the two interpretations, right? The first interpretation is that the Machlokas Beisham Abisil is which is the greater Pirsum? If you count up or count down, that's the greater Pirsum. But the second day holds that no, the Machlokas is, do we follow Pariachag? Do we assume Malin Bakodesh? So if you assume Malin Bakodesh, there's a very simple reason for the Rambam. The Rambam is not talking about Pirsum Bechla. The Rambam just says that most of the Holech, according to Beisil, is because of Malin Bakodesh. So he's not concerned about Pirsum Bechlal. So he's not concerned about Pirsum. Even if there's no Heker, it's still appropriate to be Mahadah the Mitzvah with a double Hider. It's certainly a greater Hider. You're lighting more Neros, Keneged the people, Keneged the Yom. It's certainly a greater Hider. The Rambam maybe is not so concerned with the Pirsum Hanes that stems from the lighting of the Neros. So therefore, he doesn't care that the double Hider is not going to be Nikar exactly what's going on. Yes?
With regards to the Tosfos saying that you should only do one type of hitter.
Right.
That means that it's still not going to be universal because people still can hold different. Like they either can hold an Erich Beso or they can hold Hadron or Minimum.
So you're saying you still wouldn't know because you don't know what level of mitzvah people are doing.
The Rambam could be just saying.
Okay,
so
that's a good point. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. It's a good Ha'ara. Yes.
According to the Rambam, if he just holds Malam B'Kodesh, so why don't you just light one extra each night? It has nothing to do with the parsing.
Well, there still is another, there's another Hidur. Just one extra every
right,
night. What
so
do you mean?
So let's say you have 10 people in the house. Right. The first night, light 9. The second night, light 11. The third night, 13.
No, it's almost that each member of the household is being Mahadir. The double Hidur is that each member of the household is being Mahadir and lighting one Eros each and every night. Right, so he's lighting connected the Bnei Abayis. It's almost like he's lighting candles for each member of the household. Right, even though there's only one individual lighting, but he's lighting connected each member of the household.
So one person's lighting all of them?
I'm sorry?
One person on
we're going to get to that in a moment. We're going to get to that in a moment. Okay, so this is the basic machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. How do we pass in Lemaisa? So Lemaisa, there's machlokas mechaber Ramoah, what to do? In Hilchas Chanukah and Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. Let's see what they say. Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Beis Kamen Eros Madlik B'Layla Harisha Madlik Echad Mikan Ve'elach Mosav Holech Echad B'Chol Layla Ad Shebelel Achron Yushmona. Says the Mechaber, you light one the first night, and then you Mosav Holech each night, Paskins like Beis Hillel, until on the last night, there should be 8 Neiros. Says the Mechaber, Afilu im Rabin B'nai Abayis, Lo Yadliku Yose. Even if there are many B'nai Abayis, you don't light more than 8. So who's he Paskining like? Who's the Mechaber Paskining like?
Tosfos,
right? Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. It's fascinating. He doesn't even quote the Mahadrim, doesn't quote Neiros Shabesu at all. Only Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. As we discussed last night. The Eish Shomrim says the Ramah, the Kol Echad Mibnei HaBayis Yadlik, each member of the household should light. So the Mechaber seems to Paskin like the Balei Tosfos, and the Ramah seems to Paskin like the Rambam, as the parentheses indicates. The parentheses often tells you where the what the source of the Ramah is from. He says, HaRambam. Right? Each member of the household, according to the Ramah, should light. HaRambam. Is that the Rambam, really? So that's what someone mentioned a moment ago, that the Rambam seems to say that the Balei Bayis is madlik. What's the Lashon of the Rambam? Let's get that Rambam again. Kamaneros hu madlik b'chanaka. How many lights does he light? Mitzvah says she akol bayis abayis madlik ner echad ben shiwan she abayis merubin, etc. V'hamahadras ha-mitzvah madlik one. Madlik neros kaminyan anshe abayis. V'hamahadr yosem alzeh v'osa, etc. Madlik. It's always in singulars. It sounds like there's a balabayis who's lighting all of the neros. Whether there are many people in the house, there aren't so many people in the house, it's the balabayis who's always lighting. So it's fascinating that the parentheses assume that the Rambam was paskening like the Rambam when the Rambam doesn't quite say what the Rambam says he says. The Rambam says that the Balei Bayis lights all of the Neros, even Mahadrim and Mahadrin, that you're lighting both Keneged, the Yom and Keneged, the Bnei Bayis, it's the Balei Bayis, it's one individual who's lighting all of the Neros. But the Rambam says that if there are many Bnei Bayis, each member of the household should light. That's not the Rambam. It's like the Rambam in the sense that you're lighting both Keneged Bnei Bayis and Keneged Yomim, but it's not like the Rambam in terms of who's doing the Maisa Hadlaka. According to the Ramah, everyone is doing a separate Maisa. According to the Rambam, it seems as though the Balei Bayis is lighting for everyone. Interesting. What's the Machlokas, the Ramah, and the Rambam? The Ramah seems to be taking the approach of the Rambam, but he changes from the Rambam a little bit. He has a Shinuk Tzas from the Rambam. The Rambam says that each member of the household should light their own menorah, and the Rambam seems to say that the Balei Bayis should light all of the Neros. So what's the Machlokas? So the famous Brisker Rav, in his Chidushei Moran Riz Halevi on the Rambam, the Brisker Rav suggests that the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam, is how to understand Hidur Mitzvah. There's an old Machlokas we've shown him when it comes to the Mitzvah of Mila, how to understand the concept of Hidur Mitzvah. The Brisker Rav suggests that maybe the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam, about Ner Chanukah relates to the same issue. And it all starts with the Gemara in Shabbos. All of this is in Shabbos, not in the Sugyas of Ner Chanukah in the second parak, but later on, the Gemara in the 19th parak of Shabbos, talking about the mitzvah of Mila and Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Hamol, someone who does a bris Mila, Kozman Shu Osik B'Mitzvah, as long as he's Osik, Kozman Shu Osik B'Mila, Choze Ben Al Tzitzin, Hamakvenes Hamila, Ben Al Tzitzin, She'en Ma'akvenes Hamila, as long as he's Osik B'Mitzvah Mila, so then he can go back. He can go back on the tzitzit, on the appendages, the or hamila, is attached to the Eiver with different small little appendages. So you can go back both for the tzitzin that are ma'akevus hamila, meaning tzitzin that are absolutely necessary to take off in order to be kind of mitzvah mila, and tzitzin that are not ma'akev, what we would call hider mitzvah. But says the Gemara, Piresh, if he separated his hand, stopped the mitzvah mila, so then, al tzitzin ha-ma'akvenes ha-mila chozer, al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvenes ha-mila eino chozer. The Gemara draws a distinction between a case of Piresh and a case in which he wasn't Piresh. If he's still osik mitzvah mila, so then he goes back for all tzitzin, whether they're ma'akvenes ha-mila or not. But if he's already Piresh, if he was silek yado, he stopped the mitzvah mila, so then he can be chozer for the tzitzin that are ma'akvenes ha-mila, but not for the tzitzin that are not ma'akev. What's the case? What type of circumstance are we talking about? Is there anything special about this circumstance? So Rashi here has one word. One word! What's the word?
Shabbos.
Shabbos, exactly. Rashi says the whole discussion in this Gemara Shabbos is talking about Shabbos. After all, it's in the Gemara Shabbos. Well, that's not such a raya. Because all of the aspects of Mitzvah Mila are found in these dafim over there. But Rashi says this particular Bryce is talking about Shabbos. That we know that Mila is Docha Shabbos, and Kol Tzarche Mila are Docha Shabbos. So anything that's part of the Mitzvah Mila is going to be Docha Shabbos. So says Rashi, Rashi's explaining that when the Bryce says that as long as you're also in Mitzvah Mila, you can go back for all the tzitzin, for those that are ma'akev, for those that are not ma'akev. That means that if I'm being osik in the mitzvah of Mila, then I can do the mitzvah on Shabbos, I can do the hidden mitzvah on Shabbos, everything is docha Shabbos, it's all part of the mitzvah of Mila. But the Bryce is telling us the Piresh, once he's silek esyodo, once he stopped the mitzvah of Mila, so then you can go back on Shabbos, you can go back on Shabbos for the tzitzin that are ma'akevus ha-mila, because that's part of the mitzvah of Mila. The tzitzin that are ma'akevus ha-mila you have to remove, and that's docha Shabbos, that's the mitzvah of Mila. But the tzitzin that are not ma'akevus ha-mila, the Bryce says you can't go back to do on Shabbos once you were Silek Esyado, because you finished the mitzvah. And once you finish the mitzvah, the only thing you're doing is Hidur. If you're Silek Esyado, all you're accomplishing now is the Hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah of Mila is not Docha Shabbos. Mitzvah's Mila is Docha Shabbos. So once the mitzvah of Mila is over, so then you can't go back for the tzitzin that are not Ma'akev Samila, that's only Hidur mitzvah. That's Rashi's Shita. That happens to be the Shita of the Tur as well. But the Rambam seems to disagree, because the Rambam, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mila, describes all the different aspects of the Mitzvah Mila. The Rambam begins, Perek Beis, talking about who is kosher to do the Bris Mila, Eved, Isha, Katan, Halacha Beis, he talks about what are the Halakim of Mila, there's Priya, Mitzitza, different parts of the Mitzvah Mila. Then Halacha Gimel, he describes there are some tzitzin that are ma'akev esamila, some tzitzin that are not ma'akev, and he describes which tzitzin are ma'akev, which are not. Comes Halacha Dalet, and he says, Hamol, calls man she'osik b'mila choze ben al tzitzin she'ma'akvin esamila, ben al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, piresh al tzitzin ha'ma'akvin chozer, al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin eino chozer. The Rambam quotes this braisa in the context of Perek Beis, where he's describing the mitzvah of Mila. He says that someone who's osik mitzvah smila, he'd go back both for the tzitzin that are ma'akev esamila and the tzitzin that are not ma'akev. But Piresh, silek esyado, he stopped the mitzvah smila for a moment, then he saw that there was still some tzitzin. Says the Rambam, then he goes back for the tzitzin that are ma'akev. The tzitzin are like little pieces, like strings, just like tzitzis, like appendages. So he goes back for the tzitzin that are ma'akev esamila. Once he's silek esyado, he goes back to do the mitzvah smila. But for the tzitzin that are not ma'akev, then he doesn't go back once he's Piresh. So what's interesting about the Rambam is he's not talking about Shabbos here. He's describing the Mitzvah Mila. Who can do the Mitzvah Mila? What are the parts of the Mitzvah Mila? What are the tzitzin? And then he says that you only go back for the tzitzin she'ein ma'akven esamila if lo silek esyado. But if silek esyado, you don't go back. Why? Why shouldn't you go back? It's a hidden mitzvah. Why shouldn't I go back? According to Rashi, I can understand. I don't go back because it's not Docha Shabbos. The hidden mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos. The Mitzvah Mila is Docha Shabbos. But the Rambam is not talking about Shabbos. He's talking about Stam. So Bechol, during the week I'm doing a mitzvah of Mila, I should only go back for the tzitzin ma'akvenes ha-mila. Why? Let me go back for the hidden mitzvah too. I shouldn't chap around a hidden mitzvah. Why shouldn't I chap around? Zok de Briskirav, the Rambam apparently assumes that hidden mitzvah is an extension of the mitzvah. Or to say more precisely even, hidden mitzvah is a kiyum in the guf ha-mitzvah. It's an extension of the guf ha-mitzvah. It's an extension of the primary mitzvah, but it's a kiyum, it's a fulfillment, it's an embellishment of the Guf HaMitzvah. Zokta Rambam, if Hidur Mitzvah is a kiyum in a Gufa Mitzvah, you can't have Hidur Mitzvah if there's no Gufa Mitzvah anymore. Once Silek Es Yoda, once you finish the Mitzvah of Milah, so then you can't have a Hidur Mitzvah in that Mitzvah anymore. So going back for the Titan Sha'ein Ma'akfin Es HaMilah wouldn't even accomplish anything, says the Rambam. Once Silek Es Yoda, you don't have the Gufa Mitzvah anymore, you were mafsik, you finish the Iker Mitzvah, because you don't need these Titzin to fulfill the Mitzvah of Milah. So then there's mamish no point, even b'chol, there's no point to go back for the tzitzin that are not ma'akev. It might be a hidden mitzvah, but in this context, the hidden mitzvah is over. The opportunity for hidden mitzvah is gone. Because hidden mitzvah can only be fulfilled, the Rambam says, if you're fulfilling the mitzvah as well, because hidden mitzvah is a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah. Without the gufa mitzvah, there's no way that you can fulfill hidden mitzvah. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, Rashi in the Torah hold that hidden mitzvah is a bazundar kiyum, it's a separate kiyum. It's not a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah. It's a separate fulfillment. And it's a new halacha. So if it's a new halacha, then even if I fulfill the mitzvah of milah already and I finish the mitzvah of milah, I can go back for the hiddur. I'll have the separate kiyum. The Gemara in Shabbos that says that for the tzitzin she'ein ma'akfenes hamilah, you can't go back once piresh, once silek yado, that's on Shabbos because Shabbos is a special halacha. Even if you can fulfill the hiddur mitzvah without the gufa mitzvah, but on Shabbos you can't do that because only the mitzvah of milah is docha Shabbos, the hiddur is not docha Shabbos. According to Rashi, what should come out? Let's say I was pirish. Let's say I only removed some of the tzitzin. There are some tzitzin that are not ma'akev es hamilah that I left. And it's Shabbos. I did the bris on Shabbos with docha Shabbos. I finished the mitzvah. I left these tzitzin. I can't go back on Shabbos. Matzei Shabbos, l'chor, I should go back, right? I should finish the job. I should do the hiddur mitzvah, matzei Shabbos. But the mitzvah's over. No, but the hiddur mitzvah is a separate kiyum, so I can still get the hiddur mitzvah later. On Shabbos, I can't get it. Matzei Shabbos. Well, I don't know if I would do matzei Shabbos. It's at night, but the next day, I could fulfill the hiddur mitzvah of milah, assuming that the hiddur mitzvah also the hiddur mitzvah of milah needs yom, just like the main mitzvah of milah. Sam,
if there's still season that are, I can understand how the kiyum is over.
No, Rashi is saying that if the tzitzin, the only tzitzin she'ein ma'akfenes hamilah remains, so then the kiyum is over. If the tzitzin hama'akfenes hamilah there, so then I can go. Let's say I left both. Let's say I left both tzitzin ma'akfen and tzitzin she'ein ma'akfen. No, then I could go back for both. I go back for both because then I have the hiddur mitzvah is part of the mitzvah itself. So then I really could go back. Bryce is saying if I left one or the other, so if it's ma'akev, then I can go back, and if it's ein ma'akev, then there's no point in going back. Said the Brisker Rav, this can explain the machlokas, the Ramah and the Rambam as well. The Rambam L'shitaso assumes that there's no concept of hidden mitzvah outside the context of the gufa mitzvah. The hidden mitzvah is an embellishment of the gufa mitzvah. It's a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah. So if the gufa mitzvah is over, it's over. It's over, and then you can't fulfill the hidden mitzvah either, because how are you going to embellish the gufa mitzvah? How are you going to have a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah if you're not fulfilling the gufa mitzvah at this point in time? If the gufa mitzvah is the maisa chaticha, cutting off the orla, cutting off the or, so once that mice is over, it's over. Even though the gavra is still nimol, you seem to be fixing the aver a little bit. It doesn't matter. The mitzvah of mila is cutting off the or. So once you've cut off the or and you fulfill that mitzvah, according to the Rambam, there's no way that you can go back. There's no way that you can get the hiddur because the mitzvah is over. The Rambam would say the same when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Because the Rambam assumes that hiddur mitzvah has to be a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah. That's why the Rambam holds it. Who lights all of the neros? Who lights keneged the anshei habayis, keneged the yamim? The balabayis has to do the whole thing. Why? Because if the balabayis is going to light his menorah, and then everyone else is going to light their own, so how are they mitzuref to his lighting? You could say, okay, it's a hemshech. No, but if hiddur mitzvah is a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah, then it has to be a hemshech from the gufa mitzvah. If everyone lights separate menorah, so everyone is doing a separate hadlaka, so it's not a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah. It's separate. It's a davar nifra. The Rambam says there's no such thing as a hiddur mitzvah that's separate from the gufa mitzvah. So that's why the Baal HaBayis is the one who has to be madak all of the neros. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam follows Rashi in the tour, legabe bris milah. The Rambam assumes that hiddur mitzvah is a separate kiyum. That's why the Rambam claims that it's probably better for the Bnei HaBayis to light their own menorahs. Why? Because it's even a better piersim, it's a better hiddur if everyone is involved, if everyone does their own thing. I mean, we don't believe that everyone should be doing different things, so to speak. But here, we're not doing different things. We're doing the same mitzvah. It's just that each person is contributing. Each person is part of the process. When you have a lot of people who come together, who dance together, who sing together, who make it lebedik, it's different than one person doing it. If one, imagine if one guy, imagine if Adam got up and he started singing, and everyone, you know, could you be mitzvah? It's not quite the same, right? My family certainly didn't think it was quite the same. Right? It's different when everyone's involved. It's the same thing. If everyone's involved, that's a greater person, that's a greater hiddur. Okay, so the Rambam would say that if hiddur mitzvah is a separate kiyum, then it makes sense that everyone should be involved. They should light their own neros. Not the balabai is doing the job for the whole mishpacha. But the Rambam claims, no, that hiddur mitzvah has to be part of the mitzvah. It has to be an embellishment of the mitzvah. It has to be a kiyum in the guf ha-mitzvah. So only the person who's fulfilling the guf ha-mitzvah can do the hiddur motion.
Wait, so what could you say, like, that if everyone lit at one time, maybe? Like if they all say everyone says the bracha together, or if the Baal Bayis says it, I don't know, then everyone lights at once.
They could, but why shouldn't everyone make their own brachas, and you can answer amen to the brachas of someone else? Why should everyone do it at exactly the same time?
Say according to the Rambam.
It should be better. Oh, I see what you're saying. I still don't think, according to the Rambam, that hiddur would be mitzuref to the ikar mitzvah. Because if the ikar mitzvah is the Baal Bayis, he's the ikar mitzvah.
So he has to be.
So if he's not lighting all of the neros, it's a different maisa. My action is not the same as your action.
Right.
Right. Even if we're all members of the same household, we all love each other, and you know we feel we're living in the same home. It's very nice and it's beautiful. But you know we can play a little guitar to that story also. But the fact is, it's not the same maisa. If it's not the same maisa, so it's not going to be an embellishment of the guf ha-mitzvah.
I mean, because he could say the bracha and everyone else could, other people could do the maisa, right?
Different maisa. Different maisa. It's not a kiyum in the guf ha-mitzvah.
They're just doing his maisa for him.
Shlichus.
I don't know. Okay.
I think it's better to have one individual, because then it's nikar heitev, then it's clear that it's mamish, an embellishment of the guf ha-mitzvah. It's a hemshech of the guf ha-mitzvah. It's not independent. It's not just a heker, but it actually is part of the guf ha-mitzvah itself. Yes.
What do you find anywhere else where hiddur mitzvah requires a separate bracha than the guf mitzvah?
Hiddur mitzvah requires a separate bracha.
Because if all the family members need brachas, then it's really hiddur. They're all making their own brachas.
I hear what you're saying. That's a good point, but it's not clear that we're saying that hiddur mitzvah requires a separate bracha. In fact, I'm going to talk about that in a moment. It could be there's a machlokas aposkim whether hiddur mitzvah gets its own bracha. It could be what the Ramah is really saying is that the hiddur mitzvah by Ner Chanukah is that the members of the household are not supposed to be yotze with the Baal Bayis. They should do their own mitzvah. That's what hiddur mitzvah means.
Now,
you're raising a different question. You're saying, let's say I only have hiddur mitzvah. We'll talk about the case. We'll talk about the case in just a moment. If I only have hiddur mitzvah, would you make a bracha on that hadlaka? That's not so clear. We'll talk about that in a moment. Yosef.
By Mila, if the person finishes the Tzitzin Hama'akvin, is that, but he's not Porish yet. So,
it still is Nimshach. It's the same as Ner Chanukah, meaning the Baal Bayis, even after he finished lighting the first Neros, he's not finished. He's got to be Mafsik. If he lit the first Neros and he hasn't been Mafsik a significant period of time, you know, a couple of moments or whatever.
On Shabbos? Because at that point, I thought the Tzitzin that are not Ma'akiv, you're allowed to. You ought to cut them also because
right.
It's during the process of the
tisim
ma'akev. But once, if you finish all of those that are ma'akev, so should that be defined as Torish?
He's saying on Shabbos, once I've finished all of the tzitzin that are actually ma'akev es ha-mila, so my mitzvah mila is over. So what gives me the right to do the hiddur mitzvah?
It's all one act.
Right. So you could say it's all one act. The other thing you could say is maybe hiddur mitzvah could be a kiyum in the guf ha-mitzvah if it's done at the same time. The whole machlokas is, can there be a hiddur mitzvah not in the context of the mitzvah? Right? Can there be a hiddur mitzvah separate from the guf ha-mitzvah? But avad, if I do a hiddur mitzvah together with the mitzvah, then it will be a kiyum in the guf ha-mitzvah, and that's why on Shabbos I can do the hiddur as well. That's also going to be dofer Shabbos. This question as to whether hiddur mitzvah by Ner Chanukah is a kiyum in the guf ha-mitzvah, is something separate, could help us explain two other issues as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, there in Tafer Shayin Aleph, mentions an interesting halacha, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is unique. It's special. I shouldn't say unique. There is one other mitzvah similar. But the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is special in the sense that even Oni HaMesparnis Menatztoka has to be Shoal al Apsuchim, he has to be Mocha Ksuso, he has to ask for tzedakah in order to get the money to buy shemen to light Neres Chanukah. We don't find this too often. Someone has to be shoal al apsochim to do mitzvahs. If you can't buy a pair of tefillin, you're putter from the mitzvah of tefillin. You can borrow, but you're putter from buying tefillin. So why buy Neres Chanukah Neres Chiyuv? What's the other mitzvah that we find this chiyuv that the ani has to actually ask for tzedakah? Yes? Dalet Kosos, right? The Magid Mishnah, at the end of Hilchas Chanukah, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, so he points out that Dalet Kosos is the other example where the ani ha-mispanis ben ha-tzedakah has to be shoal al apsochim. And he says, what's the basis of that? Why by Ner Chanukah and Dalet Kosos do we have this halacha? What do you think? What's the answer? Pesuminis, exactly. The Magid Mishnah says the tzarashah between Ner Chanukah and Dalet Kosos is Pesuminisa. This idea that the Ani has to be shoal al apsochim is to be mefarsim the nais. This concept of Pesuminisa requires that the Ani go out of his way. Even if he has to ask for tzedakah, he must go out of his way in order to fulfill this mitzvah. So the question is, not only does the Ani have to ask for tzedakah, but we have to give him tzedakah for this. So how much tzedakah do we have to give him? How much does he have to light? How many neres does he have to light? Do we have to give him to light keneged the hider mitzvah, or do we have to only give him the basic mitzvah, neresh abaisa, one light? Eddie, you want to say something? The Bir Alocha quotes from the Chem ben Moshe, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, that you only have to give him ner echad. Miu nira dein tzrich and litin lo kol echad ner echad ki im kol let's start that again. Miu nira dein tzrich and litin lo ki im ner echad b'chol layla dahinu ner eshu beisa di yoser havi min ha-mahadrin ve'en chiv litin lo. There's no chiv to give him for hidda mitzvah. There's no chiv to give the tzedakah to the ani so he should be able to be mekayim hidda mitzvah. Only the basic mitzvah. The Ar Sameach is medayek from the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam there in Halacha Yud Beis, Loshon of the Rambam, Loshono Hazov, it's golden Loshon. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiad Ma'od. Tzorach Odom Lizorah Bo Kedei Lahodi Aneis Ulohosev B'Shevach Hakel V'Hodoyalo Al Hanisim She'os Olonu. Beautiful Loshon of the Rambam. Hapilu Ein Lo Mayochal Elo Min Atztok HaShoel Omocha Ksusov Lokeach Shemen V'Neiros Umadlik. V'lokeach shemen v'neiros umadlik. What does that mean? So you could say the Rambam is just telling us that he has to get the shemen and the neiros to light for each one of the nights. Right? For each one of the nights. But you could say what the Rambam means to tell us is, look, at the beginning of Perek Dalet he described how one is supposed to light the neiros Chanukah. Right? You're supposed to be mahad there. Well, he mentioned all three levels, but it seems as though mahadrim and a mahadrim is the best thing to do. So the Rambam is saying that he has to be shoel, the Ani has to ask for tzedakah for all of the neros, not just for the ikar mitzvah, but for the hider as well. Why should we give tzedakah to the Ani for the hider as well? So lechora, if you understand like the Torah and Rashi, it's very difficult to believe that we should be mechuyev to give the Ani tzedakah for the hider mitzvah. If hider mitzvah is a separate kiyum, so why should I have to give him tzedakah? He can be mefarsim the neis with neros shabaisa. It's not as great a pesuminis, or it's as great a pesuminis, just not a great a hither. Why can't he be mefarsim the neis with a basic neir? Why do we have to give him for hither mitzvah? According to the Rambam, though, if you assume that hither mitzvah is a kiyum and a gufa mitzvah, then we can begin to understand why maybe there's an inyan to give him tzedakah for the hither as well, because that's all part of the mitzvah. If you're mechuyev to give the ani tzedakah for the mitzvah, and we define the hidden mitzvah as being part of the mitzvah. It's not a bazundar akim. It's not a kiyum nifrad, a separate kiyum. Then we can understand, we can begin to fathom this shita that maybe you're mechuyev to give tzedakah to the oni for the hidder as well. Now, it doesn't mean, the Chemed Moshe who says that you're only a mechuyev to give the oni for the basic mitzvah, he's not necessarily taking the approach of Rashi and the Tur. He could still hold like the round that the hidder is a kiyum and the gufa mitzvah, but he says for that extra kiyum, you don't have to give him tzedakah anyway. But you can't imagine the Rambam Shita. You couldn't fathom the Rambam Shita that you're mechuyev to give the ani tzedakah for the hidamitz as well, unless you assume this special rule. Unless you assume this special understanding of hidamitzvah that's a kiyum of the gufa mitzvah, it would be very difficult to believe that you have to give him tzedakah for hidamitzvah. What kind of a strange idea is that? You can be mefaris in the nais with the mitzvah itself. It's only if you assume that hidamitzvah is a kiyum of the gufa mitzvah, then we can begin to fathom what the Rambam writes, that maybe what the Rambam implies, I should say, that maybe a mechuyev to give tzedakah to the Ani even for the hidden mitzvah as well. Secondly, what happens if a person is lighting neros, but he's only lighting keneged the hiddur, not keneged the ikar mitzvah? What kind of a case could that be? He's not lighting the first ner is the ikar mitzvah. Let's say he thought it was the seventh night of Hanukkah, and it turns out it's the eighth night of Hanukkah. He made a mistake. He thought he was lighting the right number of neros, and it turns out he didn't light enough. He had to light more. It's the fifth night. It's the fifth night, and he lit only four. It's the sixth night, he lit only five, etc. So someone walks over to him after he finishes lighting, and he says, "You know, hey, you didn't light enough neros." So he says, "Oh, let me finish the job. I'll finish the hither." So now he's only lighting a single ner. Should he make a bracha on that lighting? What do you think? It's machlokas in the poskim. The prichodosh says he doesn't. The Prichodosh says if he's only lighting for hiddur mitzvah, then he shouldn't make the bracha. The Eliyahu Rabbah says he should make a bracha on the hiddur mitzvah too. Why not? Vos is shlecht. Why is the hiddur mitzvah any worse? What's the machlokas whether you should make a bracha on the hiddur mitzvah or not? If you assume, think about it. What do you think? Here, you put it together. Think. Why should you be able to make a bracha on the hiddur alone? I fulfilled the gufa mitzvah. I lit 10 minutes ago. And then someone tells me, you haven't lit enough. And now I'm lighting keneged the hiddur. Should I make a bracha on that or not? Gershom.
If it's part of the kiyum of the mitzvah.
Okay, slow. If it's a kiyum of the gufa mitzvah, good.
Then the Rambam would say that it's actually part of the mitzvah. So mitzvah is still.
So should you make a bracha on it or not?
Yeah.
You should make a bracha, you think. Okay, and if it's...
The initial bracha, was it good?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't good? Why was it not good? You fulfilled the ikka mitzvah.
If the hiddur is part of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
So
you weren't mahadir as much as you could have, but the gufa mitzvah was actually fulfilled. So it's not as though the bracha wasn't chal, it was chal. What do you think? Okay, say it again. Say it again. Nochamo. Go ahead. Nochamo. Anyone?
Come on.
Aryeh.
If the gufa mitzvah is over, so then you should. Then the bracha is made on the gufa mitzvah. So this, if you say it's a connection to the gufa mitzvah, then you should make it in bracha.
Why? Better. Why? Why? What's the svar?
Because
the Ikar mitzvah is over, so if hiddur is only a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah, see, it's fascinating. Should I even light this ner?
Yeah, right.
Right? The prichadosh is something I should light the ner, just don't make a bracha on the ner. Right? Manashach, if I'm lighting the ner, obviously I feel that there could be a kiyum in this lighting. But if.
Even the Rambam of Mila is not going to say you can't go back and do the end of Akvin. He's going to say you're not chayev to do it.
But if you assume, again, if you assume that the Hiddur mitzvah is a kiyum and the gufa mitzvah, so then it's not a separate mitzvah. So since I made a bracha on the gufa mitzvah, and that bracha was chal on some of the lighting that I did, so it doesn't make any sense to make another bracha. If Hiddur mitzvah is a separate kiyum, so then... Then you can raise a question. It's not clear. Is it choshev enough to make a bracha on it? You might still suggest it's not choshev enough to make a bracha. But some might say that hiddur mitzvah is also a davar choshev, so maybe I can make a separate bracha on the hiddur mitzvah. Again, it's not mochel that you have to say each tzad. But if you hold that hiddur mitzvah is a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah itself, it's very difficult to believe that you should make a separate bracha. Once you made a bracha on the gufa mitzvah, why should I make a bracha on the hiddur? It's not a separate kiyum. It's only if it is a separate kiyum, then you can begin to fathom why perhaps you should make a separate bracha on the hiddur. Herschel.
But even when you understand it's a separate kiyum, what bracha are you making? Are you still making it?
It's a hiddur mitzvah in the midst of Ner Chanukah, so I can make a bracha. Lahadlik Ner Shalchanukah. It is a Ner Shalchanukah. It's a hiddur mitzvah in Ner Shalchanukah, no?
Ner Shalchanukah.
Think so? Okay. Same.
So I think you're just getting to this, but. So if it's a separate mitzvah, if it's part of the mitzvah, right? So if I'm Jewish, then I wouldn't make a bracha again, right?
But it's not an issue of pirish. It's not that I'm not doing the mitzvah. It's that my bracha on the gufa mitzvah has been chal. So there's no point in making a separate bracha on hiddur because it's not a separate kiyum. So if I'm not mekayim something separate here. Whatever I'm doing, I mean, we were discussing just a moment ago, is there any point in lighting? But if you assume that as long... I think if the original neros have gone out, it doesn't make any sense to light any more neros. But if the original neros are still burning, maybe someone might say that somehow it's mitzurah to the first lighting. It's connected to the first lighting because the original neros are still there, and you'll have all of the neros together. But there's no point in making a separate bracha because it's not a separate kiyum. It's not a separate fulfillment of the mitzvah. Okay?
If you say that they're one and the same, shouldn't you say that there's a hesek in between you completing the mitzvah? Shouldn't you have to make another bracha?
No, because it's only a hider. I was certainly yotzei the mitzvah. So as long as the bracha was chal on the mitzvah itself, why should I have to make another bracha?
That last candle shouldn't have any reflection on what you already did.
Why not?
It shouldn't matter whether you light that candle or not.
First of all, there are some who hold that as long as my bracha has been chal on a tchilas mitzvah, then there's no problem of being mafsik at all. They talk about that in terms of the bedikas chametz. If I make a bracha on bedikas chametz, even if I will mafsik, bedikas chametz is the beginning of bir chametz. So as long as I made the bracha on bedikas chametz in the beginning, which in fact is not really a bracha on bedikas chametz, we make a bracha al bir chametz. But as long as I made the bracha in the beginning, even if I were mafsik, not letzorach bedika, I don't make another bracha. One of the reasons given is that the bracha was chal on my tchilas bedika. I have to be bodek, so I started searching for chametz. So as long as the bracha was chal, it's okay. So according to that, certainly in this case, my bracha was chal on the lighting that I did already. But I think according to everyone, no one would say that I haven't been yotzei my mitzvah completely with the lighting that I've done. I haven't been yotzei a full hidden mitzvah, but the mitzvah itself, I certainly have been yotzei. So it's not like there's a hefsik. It's not like I wasn't yotzei the mitzvah, therefore I should make another bracha because I'm doing the mitzvah again. I'm not doing the mitzvah again. If anything, I'm doing a hidden, but I'm not doing the mitzvah again. It's part of the kiyum, but why does that warrant another bracha? I fulfilled the mitzvah, now I've been mafsik. I don't see why that should warrant another bracha. No, I'm saying that even if I do the tchilas bedika and then I'm mafsik, I wasn't supposed to be mafsik. Someone asked me, you know, what the score of the Yankee game was. So I wasn't supposed to be mafsik to say that. Even so, there are some rishonim who claim that you don't make another bracha because the bracha was chal. It was chal on the tchilas mitzvah. That's it. I'm saying even if you don't hold like those rishonim, certainly if you fulfill the mitzvah completely, which you have done here, you haven't fulfilled the full hider, but the full gufa mitzvah vaday fulfilled completely. So the bracha was certainly chal vis-a-vis the mitzvah. So if you assume that the hider is just an embellishment of the gufa mitzvah, it's a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah, why should I make another bracha? It's not a separate entity. So if it's not a separate entity, I shouldn't have to make another bracha. Natan?
Didn't the Rambam also say that not only you shouldn't make a bracha, but you can't?
The Rambam where? In Mila? In Hanukkah?
On Hanukkah, because either it's part of the original gufa mitzvah, and it's affected on the bracha you made before,
right,
or are you doing nothing at all?
Right, but we're assuming that everyone agrees, all of the poskim are assuming that you can light that extra nair. You are accomplishing something by lighting that extra nair. Apparently there is some tzir, there is some connection to the original hadlaka, but the question is it warrant a separate bracha? Right? There is some kind of a kiyum that you have here, which we said is strange, because if you claim that once you stop the original maisa mitzvah, so then here it doesn't make any sense. So if I already lit the neiros, the mice is over. So if the mice and mitzvah is over, why should I do a hither? There's no connection between my hither and the mice and mitzvah. So that's a problem. That's a sticking point. Right? That's a sticking point. Interesting. I don't know. Maybe part of the answer is when it comes to Ner Chanukah, if the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not just the mice of lighting, but the fact that you have neiros burning, so as long as the neiros are burning, my mitzvah is still going on. So then it makes sense to light the next, to light that extra light. Maybe if part of the mitzvah is not just the maisa, but the totsah, the result, the fact that I have a ner dolik in the bayis, so as long as my candles are burning, then it really makes sense. There is a hemshech, there is a tziruf, a connection between the further hadlaka and the candles that I burnt that I lit before. Yeah.
According to this, then what we were saying earlier about Rashi and the Torah and the Ramah, so if you go back on Sunday, there are tzitzin that are, it's on Shabbos, there are tzitzin that are in on Makvin, so you finish. So on Sunday, if you go back and cut those tzitzin, you should say a bracha perhaps on those, because the hider is then not connected to the ikar mitzvah itself.
Right. According to those poskim, it would say that on the hider of Ner Chanukah, you'd make a separate bracha, so then you'd have to make a bracha according to Rashi and the Torah. That's what would come out. It's fascinating. Efsha. Wow. That's tremendous Kiddush. Yeah. But that's what would come out according to those poskim, you're right? It's good ha'ara. Avi.
Also, if you go back on Sunday, finish the bris, would they say that the next night you should light that candle you didn't light? So
no, like next night the nights are not connected. So what you didn't do one night, you can't fill in the next night.
That, okay, what was done was done. It would have been nice to light all, so there's no real fear to. So if you Like if they all burned out, you don't have to light that one. And if you lit,
which night? The same night?
The same night.
Yeah.
If they all burned out, you don't have to light the second that one. And but they're still burning. I mean, you have no obligation. You did the hitter for that night, and you might not have to light at all.
What are you saying? If you lit the Naris and they went out before the time?
No, if you lit the Naris and then they went out after an hour.
Okay.
You don't have to light the one that you missed after being told that you forgot.
Right. I think there's no point because what are you doing? There's no connection to the Naris. You're not seeing the whole number.
Right. So part of that, but you're already lit, so it would look weird, 10 minutes after lighting off, and to light another one, people are going to get confused. Like, what night is it? Is he know or am I right? Just.
I hear Fakaj, you could say it's better to light the extra Nair, because if not, then the passers-by who are going to come afterwards are still going to make the same mistake that the other passers-by were going to make. So now I'm correcting the situation. I'm rectifying the situation. So it should be better for me to light the extra Nair. You could look at it in different ways.
Okay.
Sam?
Could be that if it's like the fifth night that you already have a chazaka that you've been following this shita that you should add one per night, and that's why you should add it. It has nothing to do with the hiddur.
Chazak is a nice concept, but if it's not a hiddur, so what's the value? Right, we're talking about value-added Judaism, right? If there is value,
say you're a mitzvah because you didn't follow the way that you've been doing.
Is that really true? Let's say I thought I had enough neiros for all the nights of Hanukkah, and then I don't know, they got lost, someone took. You know, I'm in the dormitory, and I had enough candles, and my roommate stole some candles from me, and he didn't have enough candles, so he took my candles. I don't have enough candles, so what? If I was lighting Connected the Yom before, I lit 1, 2, 3, and then the fourth night I only have 2 candles. There's actually a shayla. If I only have 2 candles the fourth night, should I light 2 or should I only light 1? The Pashup Chat is I should only light 1. What's the value of lighting 2 on the fourth night, right? But, right? So, there's no chazaka. You do what you can. So if you don't have the Neiris, then you would light less. Yes?
Does this all play a role in what Ray mentioned before about the Ramah having Das with the, where you shouldn't have Das?
The people should not be yotze. What do you mean?
Maybe since they're only being had there, so since the group of mitzvah was already filled from the Baal Bayis, so we're still in the shaila of whether you can make a bracha on the hiddur or not.
Right.
So the Ramah either wants to be machmir or whatever, and say that since the Baal Bayis was already yotze, you're the mitzvah of the household for Nerish Beso, and you're only doing the hiddur, so you should have in mind not to be yotze, and so you're really doing the group of mitzvah and the hiddur.
So
that Rebbe mentioned before that some people say that some posts say that according to the Ramah you should have das not to be yotze from the Baal Bayis.
Right. That's the idea. I don't know. Most people don't have das; they just do what they're doing. But the idea is you're not being yotze with the Baal Bayis lighting. You're doing your own thing. What's the connection to what we're saying over here?
No, because they're only being mahadrin.
Right.
That's the mahadrin. So
mahadrin means
how to make a bracha of a cloud.
No, the Ramah definitely says you can make a bracha on a hidden mitzvah.
Right,
you make a bracha on a hidden mitzvah. I think so. Okay, this answers the first question that you have with this Ramah. That the Ramah seems to be passing like the Ramah, but yet he disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramah says that Baal Bayis lights all of the Neiros, and the Ramah seems to say each and every member of the household should light. So the question, Machlokes, might be related to how to understand hidden mitzvah, whether it's an embellishment, whether it's a kiyum of the Gufa mitzvah, or it's a separate kiyum. But there's another more basic question with this Rambam. And that is, why does the Rambam paskin like the Rambam? Why does the Mechaber paskin like the Baal Tosfos? And why does the Rambam paskin like the Rambam? Heichan matzinu that the Mechaber, Rav Yosef Karo, the Sfardi paskins like the Ashkenazim, like the Baal Tosfos. And the Rambam, the Ashkenazi, paskins like the Rambam. V'nafochu! Just like, this is Hanukkah, not Purim. Well, what's going on here? Yes?
Everyone points out that the Rambam himself brings the Mechaber.
Good. So this is the Taz's kash. The Taz in Sifkot and Aleph, they're in Tav Reish Ayin Aleph. He says, I don't understand. Why is the Mechaber paskin like the Baal Tosfos and the Ramah paskin like the Rambam? The Sfarim should paskin like the Rambam and the Ashkenazim should paskin like the Baal Tosfos. So as Eddie points out, see, he knows what the Sfarim hold. He knows the Rambam. The Rambam himself points out in Halacha Gimel that the Minig in Sfarad, Minig poshut b'chol areinu b'svarach you call anshei abayis malikin nerecha b'layla harishon mosifin v'holchen ner b'chol layla. The minig poshut is like the Baal Tosfos. He doesn't call it the Baal Tosfos. He's a rishon. But the minig poshut is not to light keneged both the yomim and the bnei abayis, but rather to light keneged the yomim exclusively. The mahadrin and a mahadrin, even according to the Rambam, the minig in Svarad was to do like the Baal Tosfos. So the Mechaber is not paskening like the Bali Tosis, he's paskening like the Minig of the Rambam, which is what the Bayer HaGola points out. The Bayer HaGola on that parenthesis, Rambam, it's a very loaded parenthesis there. He says, you should know, the Rambam himself mentions that the Minig Poshut B'Svarad is that the Anshe Abayis should light only a single menorah. That's the minig b'svarad. It's not clear. It seems like he's sort of arguing with this parenthesis that that's not really what the Rambam holds, because the Rambam's minig is not exactly what the Rambam says. So the Rama is not really paskening like the Rambam. He's saying his own shidduch because the Rambam says that's not the minig. But that statement could help us explain what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber is not really paskening like the Bali Tosis. Maybe he's just paskening like the minig of the Rambam. But the real problem is, why does the Rama paskin like the Ikar HaRambam? It's the whole thing is Pilei Plot. First of all, why is he paskin like the Rambam against the Bali Tosis? The Rambam was a Sephardi, the Rama is an Ashkenazi. But secondly, the Rambam himself says that the Minig is not like what he just said. The Minig is to follow Bali Tosis. So the Rama is against everyone. He's paskining like the Rambam, like the Sephardi, but he's not even paskining like the real Rambam. I'm not going to say it. Right? He's not paskening like the real Rambam. The Rambam says the minig is like the Bali Tosfos. So why isn't the Rambam paskening like the real minig that the Rambam has? So many of the Achronim, this is found in the Beis Halevi as well as others. The Beis Halevi has a kuntras on Chanukah at the end of Sefer Bereishis in his Sefer on Chumash. He writes at the beginning of the Kuntras that the minig in Europe was that all Bnei Yeshiva would take a break during the days of Chanukah and they would learn the parts of Shabbos that talk about Neres Chanukah. So this shir is a kiyum of that old minig in Europe. So he says, I'm going to do the same thing and I'm going to write up some Torah about Mitzvahs Chanukah. So in the middle of that Kuntras, he says he thinks the Poshup Shad in the Ramah is not that the Ramah is passing like the Rambam. Against the parentheses, I think I've mentioned to you that the parentheses are not always accurate. I'm not sure who wrote them, but it certainly looks like the Ramah is passing like the Rambam. But says the Beis Halevi and other Achronim, it's not really true. Maybe the Ramah is really passing like the Bali Tosfos. Maybe even the Bali Tosfos would say under certain circumstances, all of the Bnei Abayah should light their Neres Chanukah. What the Bali Tosfos were talking about is a specific circumstance and time. During certain times, we were concerned that there wouldn't be a heker. There wouldn't be a heker if you light keneged the Bnei Abayis and keneged the Yamin. But during other times, when we're no longer concerned about heker, then it's not going to make sense that you should light both keneged the Bnei Abayis and keneged the Yamin. What do I mean by different times? So that relates to a different brisa on the same daf, the Gemara Shabbos and Chaf Aleph on the base. So at the bottom of the daf, the Gemara quotes a braisa as to where exactly the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is fulfilled. Where exactly should the menorah be put? The braisa says Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anicha al pesach beiso mi bachutz. Ma'yodar baliyah menicha b'chalon asmucha l'rshus harabim. U'b'shas ha'zakona menicha al shulchan avadayim. Three stages in time. With three circumstances, maybe we should say. The ikka mitzvah Ner Chanukah is to light al pesach beiso. To light on the door of the house on the outside. If you live in the upper story and you can't light on the outside, so then you should put it in the chalon that the people outside will be able to see. It's not a different stage, it's just a different circumstance in the same period of time. But then the Braisa says that b'shas sakona, if it's dangerous, as Rashi explains, that the goyim are gonna take the neiros, so they're gonna persecute the Jews for lighting neiros Chanukah. So then menichal shulchan avadayah. Then you can put it on your dining room table. You can just leave it on the table, and that's enough. So you see, there are different stages in time. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah changes based on the circumstances. If it's not a shas sakana, so then you're supposed to be mefaris in the nes to people on the outside, to the passersby. But if it's a shas sakana, so then you no longer light so that the passersby should see. Said the Beis Halevi, maybe that's the idea. Tosus is talking about the Ikka Takana, the Zman of the Ikka Takana that you're lighting outside, or at least you're lighting so that the Bnei Rishis Rabbim should see. You're not necessarily lighting outside. If you're in the attic, you're in the upper story, then you're lighting in the window, but the Pursume Nisa is for the people on the outside. So Tosus is talking in that period of time that the Pursume Nisa is for the passers-by. So that's why Tosus said, it doesn't make sense, Mahajim and a Mahajim should light both Keneged the Bnei Abayis and Keneged the Yamim, because if you're going to do that, then it's going to be confusing. There's not going to be any heker. especially if you're going to light al Pesach beis or mibachutz, there's not going to be any hacker. It's all on that tefach. It's right at the entrance. So everyone's going to jumble, you know, put all the neros together. If you put all of the neros together, it's not really nicker how many neros you're lighting, who is lighting them. It's not clear how many people live in the home. So it's not going to be nicker. There won't be recognizable persimmonies. So there, the Balitosis say, Mahadrim and a Mahadrin must be a special hiddur, not a double hiddur, but a special hiddur like Keneged Yomim, not Keneged B'nei Bais. But B'shas HaSakona, at a time of Sakona that you're lighting inside the home anyway, since all of the B'nei Bais know how many people live in the house, moreover, they can put the menorahs in different places in the home, so then the problem of Heker for persimmonies no longer exists. Because there will be a hacker. Everyone knows how many B'nai Bias there are. You can put the Neros in different locations. So the idea that all the Neros are going to be jumbled together and it's not going to be Nick or what the Pursuman Isa is, that's not a Chashash. B'Shas Sakona. So B'Shas Sakona, B'Zman Azeh, B'Zman of the Ramah in Krakow is the Shas Sakona. So they were lighting inside. They're lighting inside. So then it makes sense for everyone to light. You shouldn't just light Keneged the Yomim and not Keneged B'nai Bias. The Chashash of Tosis only exists if you're lighting for the people outside, because the people outside won't be able to see, they won't be able to tell how many people live in the home. It's too confusing for them, because all the Neros are together, they're not separate, but if you're lighting inside, first of all, the Neros can be separate, secondly, all of the Nevayas know how many people are living in the home, so therefore you'll have a perfect Persumen Issa with a Heker, lock, stock, and barrel, you'll have everything, even according to the Bali Tosis. Maybe the Ramah really is paskening like the Bali Tosis. Everyone paskens like that. The Mechaber and the Ramah. They're both paskening like the Bali Tosis, but the Ramah is interpreting the Bali Tosis to be saying that Bizman Azeh, that we're lighting inside, then it makes sense to light Keneged B'nei Bais and Keneged the Yamin, because you will have Heker, you will have Persumen Issa. Many have pointed out that this is not just the Beis HaLevi, it's not a later Achroinish Torah. The Ramah himself says this. The Ramah, not in the Ramah, but the Ramah in the Tur. The Ramah, before he wrote his comments on the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote a Darkei Moshe, comments on the Tur. So the Ramah, in commenting actually on the Beis Yosef, quotes the Rambam, quotes Machlokes, the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos. And the Ramah writes the following, because of Maharomi Prag, not the Maralmi Prag, but the Maromi Prag. A different Rabbi Avraham in Prague, someone else. There were many Yidden who lived in Prague. The Lididon Shemadlikin Bifnim V'Yodim B'Bayis Kama B'nei Odom B'Bayis Lididon B'Zman HaZeh, that we're lighting inside the home, and we know how many people are in the home. V'Leka L'Meicha Shema Yomru Kach B'nei Odom Heim B'Bayis Af L'Das HaTosfos Min Hogeinu Nachon. Even according to the Bali Tosfos, our minig is correct. So first point is that everyone knows how many people live inside the home. Va'odi says, point number two, the me'acha shemadlikim bifnim kol echad yuchal lahadlik b'makom miyuchad v'lo boi lahadlik kulam b'tefach ha'samach l'pesach. Since everyone is lighting inside, they can light in their own place. They don't have to all light on tefach ha'samach l'pesach. It's not such a small, constricted area that everyone has to light Neros Chanukah. V'nikar ha'nero shemadlik kol echad v'echad v'iko ha'kera k'shemot v'holo b'shar leilos v'lo chayin osi shapir min ha'gein alukuli alma. The minute comes out, well, according to everyone, 2 points. First of all, the B'nai Bias know how many people live inside the home. Secondly, you can light B'mokom Yuchad. Everyone can light a separate menorah in B'mokom Yuchad. So the problem of the Bali Tosis doesn't apply. So B'zman HaZeh, it makes sense that you should light Keneged both the B'nai Bias and Keneged the Yomim, even according to Tosfos. So this probably is what the Ramah had in mind. The Ramah is explaining what he has in mind. It's almost pilei ployim that anyone suggested differently, because he Mamish tells you what the pshat is. Yeah.
I think it's going to be far off to say, but I think actually the Darkei Moshe ruins the pshat, because he's saying the Minhagenu, he's basically being mode that he's learning in the Rambam that Anshei Habayis are lighting. He's saying Av Tosfos today would be mode.
Yeah.
So it's mashma that he's really passing the Rambam, but even Tosfos is not a machlokus anymore. But otherwise,
I see what you're saying. You're saying he really would like the Ikkar Minhag that he was saying.
Is
like the Rambam, but he's saying our minig is working well, even according to the Bali Tosfos.
Yeah.
Ha. Interesting. I don't know. That's a good hell already. I'm not sure. The answer is. Okay. The only thing to keep in mind is once you understand that the Ramah is following the Balei Tosfos, right? You understand the Ramah really is concerned about Heker for Pirsumei Nisa. So then if you're going to light Bizman Hazeh, meaning Bizman Hazeh in the 21st century, not the Ramah in Krakow, I don't know what century he was living in. Yeah, but it's the 1700s or something. I'm sorry? The 1600s or 1700s. So if you're talking in the 21st century, so we're going to light outside. Some claim that it's no longer a Shas Sakana, we should light outside. The Pirsumei Nisa should be for the passersby, right? But if you assume like the Ramah, if you assume that the Ramah is not going like the Ramah, but rather like the Balei Tosfos, and he's concerned about Heker for Pirsumei Nisa, so what should come out is that if you're going to light outside or if you're going to light in the window, you should do so in such a way that there will be a Heker. So you really have to keep the Neiros separate. There are some people who they just light in the window and they put the menorahs together. It's a mumbo jumbo. Sometimes you can ride up the block and you can't tell at all. You can't tell at all whose menorah is where. That's improper. If you take the Beis Halevi's pshat in the Ramah, the way that Daki Moshe explains, it would seem that if you're going to light in the window, the menorah should be separate. And if you can't do it in such a way, if you have other things on your plant, you know, you have a planter there, you have some kind of, there's a lot on that windowsill, and there's not enough room, you're going to have to put it all together. So put a single menorah in the window, and everyone else should light on the table. Do it in such a way that the people outside can see how many neiros there are. If you're just going to jumble it up, you might be yotze according to the Rambam, but you're not going to be yotze according to the Balei Tosfos. If you assume that the Rambam is passing like the Balei Tosfos, then you have to keep to the Balei Tosfos. You have to be concerned about Heker for Pirsumei Nisa. So once you have to be concerned for Heker for Pirsumei Nisa, I think it's appropriate to keep the menorah separate, or to keep a minimum number of candles there so that the people on the outside really can see what the Pirsumei Nisa is. Yes?
The Rambam's not muttering a Maduro of flames.
Not a Maduro. No, Maduro is a different halacha. Right, right. But the point is, if you have a lot of menorahs together, you'll see a lot of different lights. It's not a Maduro.
No,
you'll see a lot of different lights. Different sizes would be fine, but if they're all the same level, then you're not really accomplishing anything by lighting extra menorahs. No, if you have tall menorahs and short ones, then you can put them all, then they're all separate. That's like being in a different location. Okay, this halacha, the Bizman Hazeh, things change, the Pirsumei Nisa is different, the audience of the Pirsumei Nisa is different, and therefore the halacha of Ner Chanukah can change. So that relates to many other issues as well that could have far-ranging implications. We discussed some of them on Sunday. I'm not going to go back to that, but just to mention one, and we'll close with this point. We know that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the zman for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is from Shkia. We talked yesterday as to whether Shkia means Tchila Shkia or Sof Shkia, sunset, or maybe Tzeis HaKochavim, sundown. The Gemara and Chaf Aleph on a base, so much on this daf. The Gemara is a machlokas whether Kovsa Zokoklo or Kovsa Ein Zokoklo. Let's say the Ner Chanukah goes out. Am I responsible to relight it or not? We pass in the Kovsa Ein Zokoklo. So the Gemara asks, if Kovsa Ein Zokoklo, if I don't have to relight it, so why does the Braisa say mitzvos mishetishka chama shetichla regel minashuk? Why does the Braisa say that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light from Shkia until the regel minashuk is kolet, till people are come in from the outside? Once I light it, it's over. Right? What's this idea that Kovsa Ein Zokogla, if you're absolutely obligated to keep it lit? Sounds from the Braisa that you're obligated to keep it lit from Shkia until Tichla Regel Minashuk. How could that be? But if it goes out, we know we paskin, according to this day, we paskin that Ein Zokogla. So the Gemara has two different answers. That this Braisa doesn't mean a Kovsa Zokogla, that it absolutely has to be burning during this period of time. But rather, either the Ilo Adlik Madlik, that if you haven't lit, let's say you didn't light at Shkia, you lit a little bit late, so you have a window of opportunity. Until Tichla Regel Minashuk, you can light. You're not going to keep it burning for as long, because there's really no point. Once Tichla Regel Minashuk, there's no Pirsumei Nisa, you can put out the nerves, there's no real point in keeping it lit, but you can still light, that's the first day. Inami Lishiura, or this Bryce is telling me how much shemen shebener, how much oil, how big the candles have to be, how much oil do I have to put in the nair? I have to put a minimum that it can burn during this requisite period of time. So the Bryce is not telling me that the candle absolutely has to be burning during this period of time. I have to put the shemen shebener, but if it goes out, ein zokokla. Or it's coming to tell me that if I haven't lit at the time of Shkia, I still have an opportunity to light until Tichla Regel Minashuk. How do we paskin? How does this come out lemaisa? So, some Rishonim claim that you even have to light betchila shkia, as we mentioned. The Rambam seems to say like that. The Gura Paskin is like that Rambam. Most Rishonim, as well as the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, that the Zman of Tishka Acham is Sof Shkia. Okay. But what's the rule in terms of how long the candles have to be burning? So the Rambam says that the Zman for lighting their Chanukah is exactly that. Mishu Tishka Acham, Mishu Tichla Regal Min Ashuk, that's it. After that time, there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's what the Rambam seems to say. But some of Madaik in the Lashon of the Rambam, that maybe the Rambam holds, that if there will be Pursumei Nisa later, if people are not going to leave the Shuk until later, maybe there's a chiyuv to leave it burning longer. But the Rambam would certainly say that if you haven't lit the Ner Chanukah at Shkia, or during that first half hour, I'm not sure that you can light it later. The Rambam might say that you have to keep the Ner burning longer, but the hadlaka has to take place during this period of time. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to light it during this period of time. Rov Rishonim assume that that's a din lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're supposed to light during this period of time, but the Eved, you can light even after that period of time. Why? The answer is because there are two pshatim that the Gemara gives. The Gemara says, the ilo adlik madlik, that's one pshat, that if you haven't lit mishatishka chamash achkia until tichla regal min ashuk, you can still light. But there's another day in the Gemara, l'shiura, that this Bryce is only telling me the sheer shem and shivaner. How long is it supposed to be burning? If you paskin like that second day, so then you could light after this period of time. So how can you tell me that even b'di'evit you can't light after this period of time? That's a machlokas, two opinions in the Gemara. Who knows how to paskin? We might paskin like one, we might paskin like the other. So the Rishonim hold, these another group of Rishonim, this is quoted in the Tosis, b'shem the Riporas. Not too many times he's quoted in Tosfos. The Riparas claims that lechatchila you certainly should light during this period of time, but b'di'evit, if you haven't lit during that period of time, you can light later because there's another day in the Gemara. That the Braisa doesn't mean to say the ilo adlik madlik that you can only light during this period of time, you can even light afterwards. But then the Bali Tosfos quote from the Ri that bizman hazeh that we light inside, even lechatchila you could light afterwards. That's why many people are not so concerned with lighting, so to speak, bizman. Why? Because according to the Ri, this is the way the Ramah Paskins and Simon Tafresh Ayin Beis, the Bizman Hazeh that we light inside, if our Iker Pesume Nisus for the Bnei Abayis, so then there's no need to light at the beginning, at the time of Shkia. You can light whenever that Pesume Nisus is going to be accomplished. So you don't really have to be medaktik to light at the time that the Gemara would call Bizman. Maybe even Lechatchila, Bizman Hazeh, one can light later, because again, the Pesume Nisus changes based on the audience. If the audience of the Pesume Nisa is not B'nai Rishu Sarabim, but rather B'nai Abayis, so then it's not a function of Tishka Hamach Tichla Regal Min Ashuk, but rather it's a function of when the B'nai Abayis are going to be there. One Shaila Lamaisa, one important nafgamina to this question is the situation in which, let's say, a person is married and he's working late. This happens every day. A person is working late. Shkia, we know, is around 4:28 now, 4:30, somewhere around there. It's changing, but it's around 4:30. So the Zman Hadlaka, Tishka Achama, is 10 to 5, is a little, well, Tishka Achama, if you say, is Sof Shkia, so then it's around 10 to 5, right? So the husband, most husbands are going to be at work at 10 to 5. So what should they do? According to the Gura, they have to light Bizman. The Gura claims, like the Rambam, that if you don't light Bizman, even if you have to keep it burning later, but you have to light Bizman. So according to the Gura, if they don't light Bizman, they can't be out to the mitzvah at all. What should you do? According to the Gura, there's no question that a wife should light for the husband. The husband's stuck at work, the wife should light, she should make a bracha, and she should motzi the husband. Ishto kagufo, so her hadlaka can count for the husband, she should light for the husband. Now how can she light for the husband? So that's based on another Gemara later. The Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel says that a guest, achsenoi, is chayav in her Chanukah, but if he has a wife who's at home, his wife can light for him, the wife can light for the husband, and the husband can be yotzi with the wife. It's a Gemara Mefureshes. So in this extenuating circumstance where the husband can't be home on time, if he's a grunik, if he follows all minhagim of the gra, he should have his wife light for him. But many poskim can say that since we don't follow all of the minhagim of the gra, so for all other people, l'chatchila you could light later, bizman hazeh that the ikar heker, the ikar pesumei nisa is for the b'nei abayis, even if you light in the window, first of all, most hadlokos, if you light in the window at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, there's still a people driving around, people are walking around, they might still see it anyway. But the ikar hadlaka bizman hazeh might really be bifnim, it might be for the b'nei abayis. So if that's the case, then it's better that more B'nai Abaya should be around. Why should the wife light and only she is going to see the Neiros and the husband is not going to see them? Better for the wife to wait until the husband comes home and he'll light and they both will see the Neiros Hanukkah. So many posts can believe that Bizman Azeh, that the heker is more for B'nai Abaya as opposed to people on the outside. Maybe it's better in such a circumstance if the husband is working late. Of course, he has to come home at a reasonable time. Right, if the wife is sleeping, so what's gonna? It's not gonna help too much, right? But if he comes home at a normal time, it's not a Thursday night mishmar at the law firm. But if he comes home at a reasonable time, so then we should wait. They should wait until he comes home, and he should light, and both he and the wife will see the neiros, and they'll be otzei kedasa kedin. Yes.
Why do we assume that nowadays the mitzvah is for the advice? I mean, it's not a shas sakana, is it?
Right. So there is a machlokas whether nowadays that it's not as much of a sakana. Do we revert back to the old sakana? Should we say even bisman hazeh once the shas sakana started and we're still in Golos, so therefore we keep to that second layer of the takana. That's a machlokas in the poskim. It's machlokas rishonim actually. The Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish felt that shas sakana means exactly that. If it's a shas sakana, fine. And if the sakana passes, then it goes back to the other. To the original takana, so to speak, right? So, I guess it depends on the circumstance. If you live in a community where you're lighting in the window, and the ikka persumenis is for people on the outside, so if it really is true that at 5 o'clock there are more people walking around and there's going to be more persumenisa, so maybe you could say that it's better for the wife to light. I think the circumstances are such, Bizman Azeh, that Taka at 5 o'clock there are fewer people walking around. It's more like at 7:30, at 8, people are walking to Minchin Mariv. I mean, they're not going to go to Minchin now, but Mariv, it's going to be dark quite early. But people are walking to Mariv, and then there are those husband-wife couples walking in the street, walking, exercising at the supper, and etc., right? I don't know if they do that by you. But, yeah, so, not you, I'm saying by you. Right, so you
just
have people
that
walking around, so actually it makes more sense to light later. Of course, that's not true if it's 9 o'clock or 9:30, so it depends on the circumstances. I guess if the husband is coming home late enough that there really are not that many people out, so then maybe it's better for the wife to light, and if she's going to light anywhere, then she should light on time. She should light Bizman, she could be Yotze the Ramam and the Gra as well, so it's probably better for her to light on time than to light at 7:30 or whatever. She should light Bizman. But barring that circumstance, if the husband is coming home at a somewhat decent hour, 7:30 or 6:30, 8 o'clock, that's still a time when many people are walking in the street. L'chora, it's probably better for the wife to wait for the husband. Okay.
Parsha?
We spoke last night, I think.